Om Shanti. Welcome once again. Everyone okay? Soul okay? Body okay? Happy, double happy? So we Gondli students have received another powerful truth, understanding from Almighty. First one we talked about yesterday, right? Another powerful truth is about original stage of the world, history of the world, original, true history of the world, complete history and geography of the world. And this history and geography knowledge becomes the basis of not just making our present life different, elevated, beautiful, pure, but lays the foundation for the future golden world. Without correct knowledge of past or history, we cannot move to golden future. Because the history which we knew through our academic syllabus of the universities, schools, libraries, etc., that was like a hindrance, like a break for the self to progress to the stage of deity. Because whole history which we studied in our colleges, universities or schools had elements of negativity, wars, calamities, disasters, quarrels, fights, jealousy. We don't have even a single chapter of history of past world, past civilizations where there is no mention of the dark colors, which is without dark colors. So having the knowledge, having such kind of knowledge of past, which is spotted dark, how can we create a bright future? We can think of bright if we know bright. So present is dark and past which was shown and explained to us was dark. So how could we make ourself progress to this side, which is called deity side, perfect side, golden age deities? So therefore, this is one of the significant understanding in spiritual wisdom revealed to us by God through words as well as through hundreds of visions. I am just minimizing, but there were thousands of visions shown, messages given, starting from 1937 onwards. Till this date, you just saw recent message in which Baba clearly has given the realization of how was your original world, how were you in that original world, how was the environment in that world, what was your relationship with that environment, how was your health. Means self was in its pristine stage. The world was in its highest stage. So that is why in the world drama cycle, this period, which is not 1 year, which is not 10 years, but 2,500 years of heaven and semi-heaven. Golden Age, first level of heaven, and Silver Age, little lesser, but still heaven. So I have to ask myself, have I realized the importance of this truth revealed to me? Did I use it in making myself progress, at least internally, to be able to reach that divine energy in me? Of course, I cannot change my physical body. I cannot make it like golden age now, because I will not get such elements and foods and drinks here. But through that inner purity, which comes through self-realization, the original stage of the soul, through that purity, have I realized the beauty of golden age? This is first question. Yeah? Have I realized? Have I understood? Have I visited golden age? Do I visit golden age every day? Do I live in golden age, at least in the inner world? And in Madhuvan, of course, we can say externally also. So what is the meaning of golden age? What is the definition of golden age in present context, in our present Brahmin life? The life when we are recreating ourselves, when God is making us. He is designing our fortune from ordinary human being to deity. So what is the definition of golden age now? So in today's Murli, in our morning lesson, in our wonderful class, when Baba gives us teachings, Baba spoke, children, there in that world, there was no Maya. No Maya. Meaning, not a single percent or any amount of ignorance about the self, others and the world. Maya is when you are confused, when you have illusion. The things which you see are not what you see, but they are something different. You are confused. This, maybe this or maybe that. Is this the truth or that is the truth? So no such Maya. Second thing Baba told. Yeah? No vices, no negativity, no Maya, no vices. And third thing, who remembers? I'm not taking test, but we are just revising. Yeah? No conflict, correct. Because vices is one thing, but there is no inner and outer conflict due to the absence of Maya and vices. But Baba used the word, Baba's word is Kshir Khand, like milk and sugar, which is harmonious. Not no conflict, but harmonious. Kshir Khand. So these are the things. No vices means complete purity and sweetness of the soul. Sweetness in relationship. Because of that sweetness in relationship and because of purity, the nature outside presents everything to each and every human being in bounty. It's profound, natural resources or attainments from the natural environment. No dearth of grains, no dearth of crops, fruits, vegetables, whatever things there exist, they are for everyone. So this is the picture of golden age. Not golden world and somewhere the human beings, no. Golden humans and their golden environment. So that is why only here we talk about connection of golden age with self. Because as is self, so is the environment. And in order to experience golden age, therefore we don't need to wait golden age, because it is connected to the self. And if I make myself golden aged, I can experience golden age now and here. That's the beauty of Baba's promise. Baba is not keeping us waiting in waiting list. Okay, now not so good. Now maybe you will have some difficulties in the life. And yes, at one good time, you will all go to golden age. At least, I will not be here if the things were like that. No. God is giving me golden age today, this moment. He has helped me to create that in my own life, in my mind. He has given me all assets, instruments of knowledge to draw my destiny of golden age. And have given me enough time. Okay, now experiment. Okay, if you want to be here as a golden age personality and experiment 20 years, 30 years. Don't come out of golden age till golden age comes physically. What a good thing, isn't it? We should clap for that. Yeah? We are not waiting for golden age. We are living and creating. Every day we are improving our environment, inner and outer. So once I have understood the basics of this world, this time, that this is the time in history when there are no vices. So I start instantly on this journey. From now onwards, these vices will be leaving my life. I will not be using vices as instruments for my actions and relationships. I will not be using vicious energy to create anything in this world. Whether in terms of social activity or in terms of personal or work or interpersonal relationship, I will not use vicious energy to sustain or create anything. This is my decision. That's it. And done. Chapter closed. Because I used vices 2500 years without any break. Nobody stopped me. Even God didn't disturb. He was watching from distance and was feeling very sad about me. But because He gives us freedom, He gave us enough freedom, and ultimately, on our call, on our invitation, Once we realized we have lost everything. We have lost peace, we have lost happiness, we have lost health. Please come and help. He came thinking and believing that now they are tired and now they won't use these vices again. He gave us the direction. Be pure. So once we start this pure life, that is, we decide not to use this vicious energy, our life changes positively. But because deep inside, because this is the same life, through this same body, I had used vicious energy in the form of greed or anger or ego. Memory is there, but now I am using purity. So sometime I like to revisit my past. No courtesy visit. Courtesy visit. My old friends. You see? Because I feel so confident. Now I am okay. I am healthy. I am pure. Nothing will happen to me. And I give myself liberty to touch that environment where impure people are having their own creation. And here is where we get cheated frequently. So therefore it is important I decide for myself that I am not going to use vicious energy, vices, impurity of any kind for forging the aim and object of my life. Whether it is service or some personal work, I will only use pure means to attain something now in these last moments of world drama. And from the time I take this decision, because we cannot keep this thing open. Okay, I have understood. I will try. I will see. No. In this way, you keep everything open. Yes, you have understood, but let us see where the wind blows. No. This is a decision, conscious decision, because I can see from my life and from the life of millions in the world what vices are doing to the humanity. And the whole history is nothing but is the dance of five vices, history known to us through human beings. Dance of vices. Whether we were doing solo dance or we were doing group dance or it was international dances, but these were all dance of vices. And in these activities, everyone falls. Those who compose, those who dance, those who perform, those who are audience, means these activities bring no gain to anyone. So decision I have taken and my life starts transforming and I have my personal first-hand experience of no vices, no Maya, Kshirkhand, sweet, harmonious stage within me, with my subtle powers, mind, intellect, and sanskars. because I am able to explain to my intellect. You see, whatever decisions you took, the result is this, but now we will move forward like that. So once this is created inside, then is first of all, with the transformation of my thinking and decision, is the transformation of the facade of the building of life. So this piece of life, which is called body, which I have made, it's made not just of food or drinks, but it is made of my thoughts also. So first of all, there is transformation from Iron Age phase into Silver Age phase, Golden Age phase. But first, of course, Copper Age phase. It's like moving from Iron Age stage to Golden Age stage, right? So you all must be having photographs from your previous life, which is Shudra life. Generally, when we come, we do course, we fill form, and that form has our photograph. Yes, when we come, a form is, form number one is given to us. Who are you? What you want? Why you have come? And then our photograph. So that photo, and photo after 1 year, 5 years, 20 years, 40 years, not same person. Not same person. There is a charm on the face of a pure soul. Charm. Maybe physically we are in our last body and not beautiful like the people of the stars of that world, but all Brahmins have a charm on their faces. They look lovely. Of course, when they are not sleeping. You know, when they are sleeping, they look nothing, you know. Sleeping in the class. Not now, now they are enjoying, but at Amrit Vela generally, you know. Yes? Okay, let us shift for 1 minute from this topic. Who sleeps at Amrit Vela? If not secret? Because I see every day. Yes, who sleeps? Right. So, now comes here. Amrit Vela is the first phase of the day. It's golden age of our day. Golden time of our day. What I am in my golden time of the day, then what I will be throughout the day. Because in first phase and in golden time, my energy should be most subtle, powerful, high. But if I start from low energy, this is like the same old life. So here again I check. Which Maya is still holding me in that old age? Which vice is still there, clinging, sitting inside, which I am keeping and sustaining with great, you know, love and care? No, no, this is okay. Not everyone has become so good. Why should I hurry? So then what will happen? Amrit Vela will show me the mirror. Because one of the understanding about Golden Age, Baba has told, you souls there are Jagti Jyot, as if you are always awakened. There is no word like sleep in the Golden Age. There is no such expression. that they say, now we are going to sleep. They don't announce like that because there is no tiredness. No physical tiredness, no mental tiredness, no emotional, moral, in relationship. How many times in the Murli today we heard from Baba repeating for us the phrase, don't become tired, don't become tired. How many times did you notice? This is not the case there. There, Jagti Jyot, as if always awakened. And it means fresh, and it means new. And why fresh? Why new? Because we have sweet relationships. We don't create any stories which then become history or memory or cassette in my memory which keeps on playing and make me tired so much. No megabyte of incidents in my intellect. Because if you have here whole library of cassettes of past stories of 1 month, 10 years, 50 years here, head will bow down. It's heavy head. If no story, yeah? Understand? Yes, no? Hello? Look at each other. Look at eyes. Look in drishti, yeah? So this is the real self. Always fresh, always awakened. Light. And the same thing Baba is teaching us now, which will be automatic there, now is being taught here. And it is being taught every day through Murli. And the Murli, again in today's conversation, Murli is Baba's conversation with children. Baba talks to whom? Today's test. Today's Murli? Yeah? Baba talks to whom? Who revised Murli after morning class? Did you have time? Yeah? Okay, if you tell me, I will give you a toli. Exactly. Because that's the essence of everything. Who made Baba belong to him? Okay. Baba talks to whom? With whom Baba talks? You will have to read again now, because I know that you missed. I'm sure there is a reason for my confirmation. Because we have heard these things so many times, they have become so common, so they just pass through ears. But they are not common things. Every day they bring new realization, which opens another layer of golden age in the self. Baba spoke. Living lies. Just that? Yes, you have come closer. Half toli you deserve. Not full toli. Okay. Baba talked today. Children, that when embryo means body is in the womb of mother, and when the soul enters the body, due to which there is movement, chirpur. So the one which enters and make that chirpur movement happen, I talk to those conscient souls. Aha! Again clap for this. You see? To whom Baba talks? You see? How subtly Baba speaks to us. He takes us into that consciousness. But do we practice so deeply? So we are conscient souls. Baba talks to us. So when I look at my present life, do I see it as now the model, or like a prototype, or like a dummy of the future deity? Because on this present life, this is the basis, future life will be created. Yes? Those who are, you know, who live a healthy way of life and they don't change their physical weight and form so frequently, so generally tailor has their full size and they create a dummy according to their body. So you don't need to go to tailor again and again. They can keep on stitching dresses for you. So 8 and 10. Yeah? 8 and 12. 20 dresses we will get on the basis of this present self, which I create. Now, this is the process of making. But perfect self of this time, by the end of the confluence age, will act like a dummy for future 20 dresses. So, which order you are going to place to the Mother Nature, it is in your hand. How much price you are going to pay in advance, it is in your hand. And the price is 5 vices. So are you too poor to have 5 vices? Or you all have them? You are not poor, you are very rich. We all have. And we don't give all at once. We give little, little. So I will not be able to then see my future dress. I will just keep asking, okay, how to experience golden age? Please tell me, how is the golden age experience? Who can tell you? Nobody can tell you if you are not able to experience it through Murli. Because God is telling you every day. Yeah? So therefore, these three things I have to monitor, observe every day in my life. And there is a method to check whether there is Maya. There is a method to check whether there is vice in me or not. As there is thermometer, there is vice meter also. As there is barometer, there is Maya meter also. Simple, Baba has given this tool for spiritual health. What is the Maya meter? How I can check my Maya? Simple, Baba has given the meter. I don't need to go to anyone and make them explain me 2 hours, oh, you have Maya. No, I don't think so, I have Maya. Right? No? No happiness, it means Maya is there. Baba has spoken. Maya. When comes Maya, Baba disappears. You don't see Baba. You see everything. You are able to rationalize anything, intellectualize anything. You speak so many good things about some situation, about people, but no Baba. Baba's presence in heart makes you silent. And Maya makes you speak, fight, discuss, prove. Take your best from you, your pure energy, your love. Simple test for Maya. That which makes you prove, that which makes you discuss and prove, fight and think only for your own self. Maya. And then, not only this, I make Maya my need. I need this Maya so that to finish my task or to do something in my life. Because if I don't behave in that way, nobody listens. Nobody changes. They keep behaving in a wrong way. So someone must teach them. Someone must put them in right place. So I use this Maya. No. So if I start checking this, even for right things, if I find myself falling in some debate or I feel myself proving for some point, I should pause and try to see, do I feel Baba? Do I see Baba in the environment, His waves, His rays of love? Do I see Baba's in eyes of others when I am interacting with Him? If Baba is not there in me, not in this one, not in environment, Maya, we all are fail. So, Iron Age, no Golden Age. So just half an hour ago we were in Golden Age. And now, within half an hour, we come in Iron Age. So, progress in the self of this understanding that I have to catch my Maya myself. Because Maya is invisible. Only I can perceive it in me. By the time others smell Maya in me, it is too late. Many accidents already take place. Second thing, vices. How vices can be seen in how I have to check presence or absence of vices in my life. Because I have badge, so I have no vices. Let's clap once again. Because this is a good claim. Because I have white sari, so I have no vices. Right? Yes, no? Because I can't see, there is so dark in the hall there, so I'm asking. Right? Because I have a badge, so I am without vices. Because I have white dress, I am without vices. No, things don't happen like this. Dress, badge, I received after I made a commitment to lead a pure life. But because vices have no legs, vices have no hands, so they just come from anywhere and they can enter in the soul. Again, the same definition given by Baba, children, bachche, jahan paap hai, wahan baap nahi. Where there is sin, vices, father does not exist. Means I won't be able to experience Baba and nor other will experience Baba through me. I am Baba's child, I am God's child. And it is a dilemma, it is paradox. If I am his child and people are not able to see me as his child, or people are not able to experience my father through me, which happens so quickly even in Laukik world, if there is child of president, how that child walks or holds himself and talks, people say, oh, seems you are from some very high family. And the purpose of this life is to reveal Baba through us. To reveal that we are souls and we have eternal Father, Supreme Father, one Father for all of us. This is the purpose of our life, that my personality, face, life should be able to show that. But if there is regular dose of some or another vice, little or big dose of any vice, even if it is laziness, this is also vice. If on daily basis this dose is coming in my blood, so blood is not pure, then the whole body functions, vital organs, blood is not pure. Some virus is there. So all vital organs, they do not function to its maximum capacity. So vicious stage any or vicious energy will not allow me to serve Baba. And service helps the self to progress. Maybe I will accumulate a lot of service around me. I am this, I am this, I am in charge, I am director, or I am instructor, or I have 10 centers, or I have 20 centers, this and that. I have collected a lot of titles around me, but what service I am doing? Am I revealing Baba? I want to be known as the one who has this service also, who has this service also, but no service I complete, through no service I am able to give happiness to others. Through no service, result is visible. List is there. My duties are very big. But I won't be able to serve through service. The purpose of service is to serve. Serve what? Serving happiness. Serving love. Demonstrating my love. I have love. I offer them part of that love through that service. This is called serving, catering. So catered love, peace, happiness, enthusiasm is service. And vicious energy will spoil my dish every day. What I will cater. Because in mind, either love or hate can stay, not both together. Either happiness or sorrow. Either ego or humility, humbleness, not together. So if this is present, vice is present, sin is present, it's not possible then to serve. So what a wonderful life Baba has given us by revealing structure of the self of golden age. That I, this soul, was like this in golden age. So I don't need to wait golden age. I just need to make myself progress to that stage. That's it. And Madhuban, Bap Dada's home, is model of golden age due to this reason. Because creator of heaven himself has created this place, has served and catered love, peace, happiness and wisdom at this place. And hundreds of his right hands had been helping him in catering and are doing till this date. So this model of Madhuban, model of golden age, is the most precious jewel on the globe of world. Most precious jewel. No one except God can create Madhuban. None has either knowledge, power, interest, spirit to do that. And we are lucky to be able to take birth from this Madhuban, to be able to come and live in this Madhuban, for which day and night our heart should say, thank you Baba. Thank you Baba that you bring me here, Baba, you put me here. Baba, you have given me golden age life in hell. How can I pay this? Which money, which currency I should bring, Baba? So this dance of angels, Baba wants to see in Madhuban. And in every place where we live, Baba wants to see that place as Madhuban. And with this best wishes, keep dancing and keep chasing Maya and stay, refrain from all vices till we are in this body. Om Shanti. So now, we make ourselves free from everything. Yes, no diary, no pen. They are also not there in golden age, you know. We don't have to write anything to progress anywhere. Sit free. You can sit one place empty in between you. Yeah. Keep your hands, everything free. And now let's merge ourselves in this golden age stage. And if some feeling comes that, oh, Baba is in front of me and I'm doing dance with Baba, so we are free to dance with Baba. Okay? And if you can't dance between the rows, there is in front of the stage space available for us. Om Shanti.
स्वर्ग बनाए, मिलके आओ स्वर्ग बनाए, आओ स्वर्ग बनाए, मिलके आओ स्वर्ग बनाए।
Thank you.